Richard, the top wide receiver, perhaps even in the country, has a lot of work to do. What specifically, though, Richard, do you have to do to get yourself to winning the postseason Mountain West Player of the Year award?
Well, I know it's going to take hard work, new quarterback, and just getting the chemistry down with whoever plays quarterback. Just being a leader as well. I can always improve on my off-the-field game, so just being a leader and just being a great teammate as I think I can be.
Let me stay with you for a second, Richard, about as you looked at your game in the offseason, you know, your ability to catch the ball and keep running is tremendous. In the traffic, it's tremendous. We'll get to what you're still going to be working on because I think your teammate here is going to tell us a lot about covering you one-on-one. But when you talk about improvement, I know Coach Bobo comes in from the outside, and he's been around some unbelievable receivers in the SEC. What did he tell you? Say, hey, I know you're great, but here's what's going to make you really good.
Well, yeah, he always talks about A.J. Green.
Okay.
I knew A.J. Green. He always talked about him. He always talking about how dedicated he was. And, I mean, just confidence comes from, catching the ball comes from confidence. I know my freshman year, I dropped a lot of passes. It so happened he just paid off my sophomore year, which was, last year. And I mean, however many catches I had, however many, yards I had, it just comes with confidence. So I say confidence goes a long way.
All right. So let's get to Trent. When you're in some drills where you're one-on-one lined up with him, what do you want to press? You want to get on him? You want to put? You got a big body. You want? Is that how we need to control Higgins? Nobody else is doing it.
What I do, I try to Oh, here we go. My bad.
It's all right.
Here we go. I try to confuse him, cause if you just do one thing to him, I mean he can get around that. So if I press, I make it seem like I am, and then I get off. Or I do certain. I try to be manipulative towards when I'm around him. If I'm playing off, I switch it up, or I turn my body a different way. So it's just different tactics I do that some other people don't get to do with him. So
well, can't you stop? Once he catches it, you can't catch him. Rashard, be honest, he can't catch you. If you got the ball and you catch it in stride, how are you going to catch him?
I don't know.
It's usually me just like catching like a post route or something, and then I'm getting over the safety on the top of the safety.
But at practice, we don't really get to go one on one that much because I'm usually guarding slots. So, but I mean, I can say he caught a couple balls on me before.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Richard Higgins and Trent Matthews from Colorado State. Trent, I understand you guys are switching up the defense a little bit this year. Tell us what's going to be different and maybe what your role is going to be.
Difference. We was a 3-4 last year. Now we're a 4-3. So our D coordinator is a good job. He does a good job getting to the quarterback so we can let the D-line go free pretty much. I mean, last year at UCF he had 36 sacks. That's big time. So him doing that with the D-line, linebackers communicating to us, it's going to be a good year. Helping the DBs get D-line getting to the quarterback sets a little bit off of me. So I think it's going to be a good job. We just got to just communicate. That's probably the one key thing.
Is this the kind of year where I know you got Richard there and people emerge at running back and quarterback and all that, but in the meantime, is this going to be a defensive identity for the team that can maybe settle in early and lead by example that way, or do you have to have some things come together defensively too?
To be honest with you guys, I thought we had a defensive identity last year, but it just didn't go on. It just went unnoticed because they had electrifying offensive last year.
Right.
This year, 10 seniors were eager to play. Mm-hmm. Got a couple buckets. We got a couple preseason watch lists on our guys, so I mean, I'm excited for us. 10 seniors, man. That's ready to lock and load and go.
Richard, you got new quarterback coming in, no matter who it is, replaces Grayson, who was very, very good. Tell us about some of the candidates and what their strengths are.
I'd say the candidates would be Nick Stevens and Coleman Key. Those guys are smart. Nick Stevens is smart. Coleman Key has the best arm. So it's like, who do you start right now? I'm pretty sure Mike Bobo will do a great job of whoever he picks, but in the meantime, I'm just working, getting my chemistry down with whoever plays. So I'm working after practice, trying to get the timing down with both of those guys. So be looking for a season towards out of those guys.
How difficult is it to get timing with a new quarterback?
Well, it just comes with confidence, like I've been preaching. I mean, whoever comes in, they just got to know that, man, that wide receiver is going to make that play. Or if he has if he throws a bad ball, my receiver is going to go up and get it. So it just comes with confidence, and confidence can take you a long way.
Now, Trent, I read that a lot of hairstyle changes for you, right? Now, right. What about Mr. Higgins here?
Well,
is this the Heisman look or what? Blitnikoff? How would you describe this? And I'll tweet this out.
This, I mean, both of us, we're Texas boys, so if you go to Texas, we do certain things. So,
no, you're not doing what he's doing.
No, I didn't. But that's his personality right there, you know, confident and crazy.
Mm-hmm. Confident and crazy.
I read that, and maybe you can tell us this, that Bobo said nobody can beat him. But I've let a lot of wide receivers think that way, that he's just you can't guard him. And basketball's the same way, right?
Basketball, I'm shooting from deep.
Right. Who can guard him?
Right.
Is that how he does when he lines up?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Nobody really can guard him that much besides me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a great humble guy, family guy. Has a lot of he has potential to play in the next level for sure. He's hungry.
That's a question about the next level and you know how that's all playing out. How are you treating this about, you know, your junior season? You're going to get this question not only today but for a long time. You know, whether you'll come out early and how that'll affect how you take care of yourself and play. What are your goals?
Well, I've always talked to my mom about this. She said schools come first, so don't worry about going into the NFL. If your time comes, it comes. Just always stay positive and go down the right track. And school comes first, but if you have to, make the right decision. So if that's going to the NFL, that's going to the NFL, and well, come back and get your degree.
That's what I saw, Richard, on some level, that you had a four-year plan, four-year degree, get this done, but things change.
Things change.
Right?
Things change.
Things change.
Yes, sir, they do.
And no. Speaking of things changing, Trent, third coach for you?
Third coach.
How is it playing for three different guys?
Woo.
All three different mindsets, all three different offensive coordinators. One's pro, one's smash mouth, and one's more of a spread type of guy. So, I mean, being all around three of them, one thing I can say, same players, though. Mm-hmm. Same players. Just different, three different coaches, all three different mindsets, one goal, getting a championship. But it's been an honor to just be around three of those guys. I mean,
how devastating was it when Coach Mack, I think it was a day or two after a horrible loss, I think, was, we're out of here. But you must have had some inkling. You read papers or whatever you read, right?
Right.
Was it tough, or did you guys expect that he was taken off?
It was pretty tough. Going into that ball game, Coach Baldwin was our head coach at the time now. It was hard.
The bowl game.
The bowl game.
It was horrible. It was hard on everybody. Mm-hmm. It was just, we didn't know what to believe just yet. I mean, it was rumors before then. I mean, nobody said anything. So it was just tough on us. And we took our mindset to what's going to be the now. I mean, the next, we weren't worrying about the now. So it just turned out the wrong way.
Will that help this year going through something tough like that, you think?
Oh, yeah, always. I mean, we bought in with Bobo during the spring. At first, it was like, new coach again. But, I mean, the seniors helped Bobo lead this team. So I think we're ready and lock and loaded.